And then I was thinking about the story of the Buddha when he left the kingdom, his palace, and he saw old age, sickness, and death, and it struck him. So he went forth to figure out what's going on with this. But it came around full circle because, you know, he ate that food and he became extremely ill. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, he's getting older and they're putting, you know, mats under him so that he can rest comfortably. And then finally he dies. And it's like the things that empowered him and struck him to go forward were the things that he felt and experienced in the very end of his life, which to me means, you know, he is the Lord and that he did reach the Dhamma and come up. He was so wise. But fundamentally, he still was a human underneath all of this.
Yeah.
And allowing people this long time frame to grieve from the moment he got really sick eating what this pig stuff was, which was horrible, you know, to just getting older and more frail and slowly lying down, you know, it's allowed his followers a long period of time, like it's coming, folks.
Yeah.
And even so, we grieve because that's very cute.
Yeah, and that's it is that sense of how these, I